And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Better have you join the broadcast today. And we are just so excited and delighted to come today with this segment. We got great news, breaking news, Thurgood Marshall College Fund, big announcement. Hennessy has announced that they're making a multi-million dollar commitment to support African Americans in leadership positions and towards their commitment to drive more diversity in corporate leadership. Hennessy has committed $10 million over the next 10 years to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And we're blessed to have with us today, joining us for this segment to talk about that, our good friend, Dr. Harry Williams. Dr. Williams, welcome to the show and congrats on this major announcement from Hennessy. Gosh, we want to learn all we can about what's going on with that, because I can see from reading the press release that there's a timeline in here. Folk that want to apply for this got to get this done by May 5th. But let's back it up and just give us some all the good, juicy background information on this. And gosh, man, you know, I was reading this and it's all lined up really with your vision of changing the world one leader at a time. It kind of aligns with their never stop, never settle mantra. Let's talk about that, Doc, this great news from Hennessy today.
Well, Brother Ray, I just want to say thank you for having me on your outstanding program, and thank you for sharing this news with your audience, because it is breaking news. It is groundbreaking, because we now have a program for the first time in our history at TMCF, a major program that's going to focus in on graduate students.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's a big deal.
That's
because
a big
now
deal.
Absolutely. And we're partnering with a long-term partner, Hennessy. Hennessy has been a very strong partner of TMCF, and we approached them about this new concept to have an impact on getting more African Americans opportunities to get into leadership tracks that will lead for them to be in a direction to be on a major Fortune 500 company C-suite leadership role. And this is something that is groundbreaking and something that TMCF, we take a great deal of a pride in. And so this new program is going to kick start this fall, and we made the announcement this week because we've been working with our partners at Hennessy, and we have shared it all over America. So now time is to get the students to apply. And you're right, there is a deadline for the first cohort. We're going to select 10 students in the first cohort to be a part of this amazing program that will provide them with executive coaching, provide them with experiences that will help them, and also financially support them. They can receive up to $20,000, and this will help pay for their education. In addition to that, they can compete for another $20,000grant to help in their area of study in a way that will be impactful. So this is groundbreaking, and it's an opportunity for our students, African American students attending an MBA program in one of our campuses and take advantage of this scholarship program.
And it's just so awesome because, you know, according to this press release, last year only 8.6% of Fortune 500 board seats were held by African-American executives. And this initiative that you have in place now with Thurgood Marshall College Fund, with them committing $10 million over the next 10 years, that is just an incredible news. It's like a lifeline of support that can provide some incredible opportunities for graduate students. And this, again, this is the first, because, again, the focus in this time is going to be to help graduate students with the kind of assistance that they need to continue their postgraduate studies. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And that's why this is significant, because I'm glad you referenced that statistic, because when we shared that statistics with our partners at Hennessy, they said, we want to change that. We want to change that. And the only way we can change that is by getting more African Americans in leadership tracks, in key positions in these companies, and then that will set them up. It's a pipeline. It's a long ball. It's not. It's not a short sprint. It is a long distance race. That's why they have made a 10-year commitment, you don't see that a lot, you know, in terms of commitments. But this is a 10-year commitment, focused on making an impact that's going to change the lives of so many young people that's pursuing master's in business administration, and when they graduate, get them on a right leadership track that will lead to them becoming the next CEO of a Fortune 500 company. So that's what we want to see, and that's the vision, ultimately, is to have these young people in line. Because as you know, currently right now in this country, there, out of the Fortune 500 companies, there are only four CEOs of a Fortune 500 company right now that is African American. So we want to change, have an impact in that category.
This is the major game changer, Doc. It really is, because typically you already know, and it's all about, I understand that Fortune 500 companies have goods and services to sell, and so, you know, the consumers, and we're targeted, we're an incredible demographic, you know, $1 trillion market out there, more the African-American demographic group. But when you have a corporation like Hennessy, they're stepping up like this, and they are actually coming to the table to make an investment in the lives of our students to create that pipeline so that we can have African-American executives, you know, on the board and then serving in these leadership roles, not just coming after our dollars, you know, with celebrity endorsements of a product, but providing resources that help our students to go in for postgraduate studies and the opportunity to be able to get to the corporate boardroom. This is a major game changer, and major congrats on you and your team putting together such a proposal engage Hennessy at this level. And as you said, they've been longtime supporters. I believe they're a charter corporate sponsor of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Isn't that correct with Hennessy?
That is correct. That is correct. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, when you have a partnership with a company, it is not a one-hit wonder type deal. It is commitment, and it's a long commitment. Mm-hmm. And our partners at Hennessy, they are demonstrating this clearly, not only with the financial dollars, but also one of these young individuals will have an opportunity to get a potential internship with Hennessy, which is another, and there will be other opportunities, other internship opportunities, but Hennessy have said that they are clearly in support of this and making sure these young people get these opportunities. One important note to make that you have to be, in order to be considered for this program, you have to be at least 21 years of age in order to be considered. So that's a point I wanted to get to your listeners, just in case we have some MBA students that might be in 19 or 20.
Right, ahead of that time. exactly.
Right, yeah. So that's kind of a point there, and we put that in the application too, so we just want people to be aware of that.
This is just an incredible opportunity, again, because you think about that, and you're talking about Hennessy here, and shout out to them, of course. They've been involved for some time, if you will, with their commitment, you know, dating back to the early 1900s. Hennessy's been there. They have a long history of supporting the African-American community, and so we want to give them a major shout out in that regard. They were there. Going all the way back at the time, working with the National Urban League and NAACP, Tuskegee Institute, and now this major announcement, their partnership with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, a 10-year commitment for $10 million. Hey, that's awesome. This is groundbreaking stuff, Doc, particularly, again, because it's a graduate scholarship initiative. And, man, we're just so excited about that. Let's talk a little bit about, again, the program and the students who this we're targeting here, and the kind of things that they can expect if they are selected to be a part of the program, exactly what the program entails and how it prepares them and getting them to be set to actually to be in that pipeline, but to be hopefully to be a part at some point of Hennessy's in their executive level.
Yeah, so one thing to make note of is that it's not just going to be in addition to a scholarship that they can get, which is up to $20,000, but they will also get opportunities for mentoring and opportunities for coaching from executives. You know, so when you're in graduate school, you're getting a lot of the textbook information while you're there. You're getting the theory behind it all. But when you get in the workplace, you're going to need to know the application, how to get it done. And so part of that process is the educational component. We're going to have webinars for these young people that's a part of it. They will be part of a cohort. They will be a part of a first ever cohort of graduate students focused on getting them ready. We call it getting corporate ready, helping them. They're going to get their academics because they're in our top flight academic MBA programs, but we're going to help them to transition into corporate America, and we're going to work with them to have them to get a better understanding of the language in corporate America, how you act in corporate America when you get in there, because those are the things that can trip you up if you don't know the ins and outs. I call them the nonverbals, the unspoken rules that you don't know about. We're going to work with these young people to help them understand that, because we don't want to put any barriers that will prohibit them from advancing in the corporate world. And so part of that education is not only supporting them financially, but also supporting them with real world experience, real world feedback on how they're doing, so that they will be ready when these companies come knocking on their door and saying, we want you to be a part of it, because this is a differential. We're giving them something to kind of set them apart from the pack, and this will give them that edge, we like to say, in a positive way for our young people.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're blessed to have joining us for this segment our good friend, Dr. Harry Wims, President and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And today we're talking about the great news of an announcement that Hennessy has made a 10-year commitment, $10 million commitment over the next 10 years to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And they have teamed up together to ensure that HBCU students, PBI students have an opportunity to do postgraduate work, creating that pipeline to the corporate leadership opportunities. And again, Dr. Wims, welcome to the show.
Well, it is great to be on your show, and you do an outstanding job promoting our HBCUs and I'm sharing the great news. So thank you for that, and thank you for allowing me this opportunity to talk about this amazing scholarship program that's going to have a significant impact in our HBCU community.
Absolutely. And again, we want to give a shout out again to Hennessy on the great things that they're doing. What an incredible commitment. Just quoting real quickly, the president of Hennessy, Jim Clerkin, I like how he put it. He says, as a charter corporate sponsor of the fund, we continue, speaking of Hennessy, to support the work of this great organization, Thurgood Marshall College Fund, in developing a pipeline of talent and future leaders from HBCUs, and that he's proud of the work that they've been able to do together with Thurgood Marshall College Fund to date. And again, Thurgood Marshall College Fund and Hennessy, you have a long history of working together. That's an awesome thing. Let's talk a little bit more about the program and exactly the high potential graduate students that they're going to be targeting every year, and giving them the opportunity of this one of a kind opportunity. And gosh, you know, the recipients are going to be awarded with financial assistance, and that's a major deal, isn't it? Because oftentimes it's the graduate students who kind of slip, if you will, through the loops and the hoops there, because they don't get the opportunities to tie into the kind of financial assistance at times that undergraduate students have opportunity to get exposure to. Is that correct?
You are absolutely correct with that, Brother Ray, because, our focus and a lot of focus is helping students get through that first year and graduating for that first degree. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes don't pay a great deal of attention to that graduate student because they're a little bit older, a little bit more mature, and in some cases they've worked a little bit. So this program, we are clearly acknowledging that they still have challenges too, just like undergraduate in terms of finances. I've had that, you know, quote. I've actually talked to some of our college presidents, and when I was exploring this possibility, I was getting their thoughts on it, and they all agreed that if there could be more resources to support graduate students, that would help change and increase the number of our students getting their advanced degree. So this is another avenue of supporting those young people that are advancing in their career. As you know, well, sometimes when you get in your career, you may need that another degree to get you to that next step. And so, and if you can't afford it, it can hold you back. And so what Hennessy is acknowledging in a very affirmative way is that we need talent and we need diverse talent. And when we need diverse talent, we're looking at our HBCUs to provide us with that. And and so when they come to us and say, we're making this financial commitment in your schools, that is a very positive, confirming message that the talent is there on our campuses and they're willing to invest in it because they know that when they invest in this type of talent, they're going to get a significant return at the end of the game. Because just because they invest in you $20,000 in you, they see many, many, many more thousands of dollars that's going to be returned in a positive way to the company that you represent. So this is a clear business decision, and they can see the return on the investment at a very high level because of the talent that we have at our HBCUs.
I just love the way that Hennessy framed this by saying that they are continuing a heritage of support and celebration of the African-American community that began, well, as I said before earlier, well over 100 years ago, and how excited Hennessy is to partner with Thurgood Marshall College Fund to help ensure more diversity in leadership roles. It's all about the commitment, and I love the fact that they recognize, as you said, that this is going to make an immediate the immediate goal, of course, is to create the pipeline of highly qualified talent over the next 10 years to prepare these future leaders for success. And they, in turn, have turned to Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And that's an exciting thing because just choosing the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, that speaks volumes of the great work that you're doing. It's a direct indication of how effective you are being there in your leadership role. And they recognize that and they see that, and they have tapped Thurgood Marshall College Fund to connect with you and for you to be the steward of this $10 million commitment and in your efforts to do what you do very well, and that is to make sure that our kids get a shot at going to school, they get the money that they need, the sponsorships and the tuition assistance, what have you. But this is really incredible, again, when it comes down to understanding that this particular initiative is a major game changer, the whole partnership, because it opens up the opportunity for our students who want to do postgraduate work towards attaining that MBA. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And again, thank you so much for your kind words about TMCF and personally about my leadership at TMCF. I value and appreciate you and the work that you're doing and to continue to promote the excellence that we represent at all of our HBCUs. And again, this groundbreaking new initiative, and in my quote, I say it's a game changer. And it's clearly a game changer because it's going to create these opportunities for these students that they wouldn't normally get.
That's correct.
And so this is a clear what we call door opener that provides an opportunity for someone to walk through the door, and we're just providing them with a little assistance to get through that door. And once they get in, then their talent will be revealed, and everybody can see, you know, what we have on our campuses, and providing these young people with an opportunity to have a career that's going to have a significant impact on their personal lives, but also on the lives of others that they're looking at it, looking at them and seeing how they're performing. You, as you know, in our community, it's very important for us to work together to pull
mm-hmm.
each other along and
mm-hmm.
encourage and support. And this program will do that. Again, I can't thank our partners at Hennessy enough for their legacy commitment of TMCF and to our community. And as you stated, our vision is very clear, changing the world one leader at a time. And we feel very confident that this program is going to continue that at a very, very high level.
Now, I understand that the Hennessy Fellows Project, you're now accepting applications. You're going to be selecting 10 fellows. They're going to be announced in June. They're going to be receiving benefits ahead of the fall 2019 term. Give us more information about eligibility requirements and where they can go to visit to learn more about this incredible opportunity, because with the deadline, they got to make sure that they respond to this by May the 5th. And so where can interested students find out more about the Hennessy Thurgood Marshall College Fund Fellows Initiative?
The very best spot is to go to our website,
okay.
tmcf.org, tmcf.org,
mm-hmm.
And you will see Hennessy Fellows Program. And the criteria will be outlined it in terms of what we need for you to do by May the 5th. We have also contacted all of the presidents of the HBCU campuses, and we've contacted all of the deans
mm-hmm.
of the College of Business that our schools represent. So
That's
we're
good.
Getting the message out
mm-hmm.
to them. We're also encouraging them to turn this around. We're going to select 10
mm-hmm.
Students. So it's going to be fairly competitive, but you will never know if you have a shot unless you apply.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get students in. We recognize that students are winding up their semesters and they got their finals coming at them, but this could be a big relief for their next year when they start in their academic year to have this associated with them. So I would encourage students to go to the website, look at the requirements that we have out there, and submit quality information in to us. And I can assure you it'll be worth your while at the end of that process.
Well, Doc, we want to congratulate you again on this is incredible. It's a game changer for everybody. You know, we're talking Hennessy, a global brand. I like Hennessy investing in higher education, and they have chosen Thurgood Marshall College Fund as the best steward to carry out such a monumental investment. Major kudos to you at Thurgood Marshall College Fund and your leadership. We appreciate all that you're doing. And for those that are tuning in, make sure you, if you have an interest there, I pass the word on that you can learn more at tmcf.org. Now, to those who are listening, remember to realize that the Thurgood Marshall College Fund was established in 1987 and is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the Black college community. Thank you so much, Dr. Williams, for taking time always to come on the show and share with us all that you do. We appreciate you and your team and your advocacy on behalf of our nation's HBCUs and PBIs, sir.
Thank you so much, Brother Ray, and I hope that you have a wonderful Easter, and thank you again for sharing this great news with our community. And I, again, encourage everybody that's listening to go to the TMCF website, tmcf.org, and pull down Hennessy Fellows Program and get your application in as soon as possible. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Doc. God bless. Until next time, take care.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.